Imagine, first of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. This has been extremely beneficial. I'd also like to ask, following Budo.
Yeah.
My previous experience, I started with Budo.
Yeah.
Budo.
Yeah.
In and out breath.
Yeah.
And I was always eventually told that it would drop away. But I'm continuing to practice Budo all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
When I get to the pain.
Yeah.
Then I start to concentrate. Then I switch to the investigation.
Yeah.
I find myself that I'm so concentrated on Budo.
Yeah.
That I'm not necessarily paying attention to what's going on.
What is going on?
During the investigation, when I started the investigation,
yeah.
I started, what is the pain? Where is the pain?
Yeah.
Is it a sharp pain? Is it a dull pain? Is it an area? Is it a spot? But when I got past that, I identified that, it's a spot, but then I started noticing, in the investigation, I started noticing that the pain is there, but it's all in your head. It's just, and what feels like, maybe bad choice of words, but it feels like you're drowning in the pain. It's hard to breathe. But then when I stop and I look, my breath is very, very small.
Yeah, very subtle.
Very subtle. It feels so bad, but there's nothing wrong. If there was something wrong, my breath would be going very fat, rapid.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to wonder, should I be, in my previous training, it was pay attention to what's going on in the body and pay attention to what's going on in the mind. Am I too concentrated on Budo, or should I be, don't focus on what's going on in the body, don't focus on in the mind, just stay with the Budo?
Just stay with the Buddha. Yeah. Because we don't. if we are really with the Buddha, yeah. How can we not know what is going on?
That's my other part. That's what I thought this morning.
Yeah.
If
you go out and look what is going on, you distract yourself from the Buddha. Yeah. But when it really becomes very subtle, how can you not know what is going on? So this will automatically, your awareness of the Buddha. Now, what you have not developed is knowing if the Buddha is deep, knowing that the Buddha is shallow. This knowingness will know about everything that what is also going on in the heart. Yeah. So you have to, I can explain for the breath. Know that the breath is starting. Know that the breath is at midpoint. Know that the breath is at the end. Know that the breath is subtle. Know that the breath is deep, or the in-breath is longer and the out-breath is... Knowing, this knowingness, we want to get to this knowingness. And this knowingness knows everything.
Okay. This is...
We don't have to go out with our attention to anything else, yeah? Because that disturbs our knowingness. Except for the pain. And I said, the pain? Well, what is with you two? We only go to the pain if you cannot stay with the Buddha. As long as you can stay with the Buddha, you don't go to the pain. Now, that's just distracting, yeah? Because then the pain disappears, or it's not really strong, and we really cannot concentrate on, and then we do it half-hearted, yeah?
This is what, in the investigation, I found that it was all feelings. It was all feelings that were making this. It was mental feelings that were making this pain.
That
so then I went back to Budo.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, Don't believe your assumptions. Even the assumption that's all mental feelings is an assumption.
I was under the impression that came from the heart. That is
okay. If it comes from the heart, if it comes from the heart, then it is more reliable, but not 100% reliable.
Okay. Yeah. This morning, I've been doing the Budo.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, stop. What is Budo? That I know. The knower. The one who knows.
No. Don't ask what is the know, what is the Buddha? Yeah? I mean, Buddha is just the object of concentration. Yeah?
It's just the word.
Yeah, it's just the word. Yeah. Don't. I mean, it can stand for the Lord Buddha, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the Buddha's teaching, yeah. I mean, when you say Dhamma, you know, it's for the teaching, and Sangha is for the community of holy people, yeah. But that's all. You don't have to ask what. About pain, you ask, what is pain? Yeah? How does it feel like? Yeah? Where is it located? Yeah? But you never ask the question, why? Why it makes us think? Yeah? What is there? Yeah? What the hell is going on? Yeah? That's what you can ask. Yeah? But what is the Buddha doesn't, you know, make you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So not don't
no,
do
not
that.
Getting into don't that. You know, I mean, Buddha or the breath is just the object of observation. Yeah, and we want to observe. Yeah, we want to observe every nuance of the Buddha. Is the B? Is the U? Is the D? Is the D? Is the H? Is the O? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah? This is what I was doing: is visualizing BUDDHO.
Mm.
Is this correct?
Yes, but, you know, I mean, you should get less of the visualization, you know, and just go to the knowingness.
And it's not the sati of what's happening with you, it's just Buddha.
But in the beginning, as I said, you know, I mean, if you do the Buddha, and if the Buddha becomes subtle, yeah, and if you have developed this knowingness about every nuance of the Buddha, yeah, then this knowingness will know everything. Yeah? You don't have to look up. Yeah? I give you an example. when I was in Wat Prabhantat, you know, I mean, my sati was pretty good. You know, when I was walking and was with the breath all the time, yeah, I just looked down, you know, 1 meter ahead of me. But I knew, without even looking, you know, what was going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So that is the knowingness that is there, yeah.
Yes.
But we have not developed it. Huh? We want always to assert, you know, what is going on with our consciousness, you know, getting the sense inputs and then process the sense input. Huh? We don't rely on the knowingness, huh? Because it is vague, you know. We are not really comfortable with it. And this is something that we have to develop with the knowing of the Buddha or with the knowing of the breath.
I think I'm getting sidetracked by what my previous teaching was very similar, but I was past the Buddha and was with the awareness of the knowing of what's going on.
Yeah, that is where people make a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, because even though, you know, We stay with the breath, yeah, or we stay with the Buddha until the concentration becomes so strong that we realize or that we know we cannot think one more Buddha, yeah, and only then do we jump to the knowingness. In the case of the breath does not disappear. A lot of people think the breath, when it becomes subtle, it disappears. No, it does not disappear. The breath will stop. And that makes people afraid, yeah? And that's why they jump back, you know? Yeah? Yeah? No, the breath stops. And the knowingness that knows that the breath stops, yeah? We have to jump to this. And then we disappear. Then everything disappears, yeah? And it's the same with the Buddha. then everything disappears. Huh? Because the moment we go into the knowingness, it is unity. You know, it is not bipolar anymore, or bipolar, mm-hmm. however you pronounce it. Yeah, it is not black and white anymore. It is just one thing. Yeah? This knowingness, and you are the knowingness. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And the knowingness that doesn't know objects. It just knows. Mm-hmm. And that is a very strange, you know, that is a very strange encounter. Yeah? Okay. Yeah? You cannot recall when you come out of, you dip one moment, you dip into the knowingness. Yeah? In the next moment you come out of the knowingness. But in that time, you know, I mean, hours or days can have passed. You don't know, yeah? Because you dip into this knowingness, and then you come out of this knowingness, and there is no time, there is no space, there is nothing, yeah? There's just this pure knowingness. Or, Nunda Mahaprabhu called the preview of Nibbana. And that is amazing. This is the first wonder of meditation. Yeah? It happened to me. Yeah, I mean, I was still in a meditation. What is it? Meditation class. Yeah. So I mean, in the beginning of the meditation class, there was a gong. So I was sitting. I heard the gong. Yeah. And then I noticed that everybody around me, you know, was getting up. I said, what happened? I mean, I was just sitting down, you know, and getting calm, you know, and then people sitting up, yeah, and it was already 1 hour past. Yeah? So I didn't, all this time, you know, I was, the time, there's no time, there's no space, there's nothing, yeah? It's just this knowing. You dip in one moment, the next moment you come out, but there has been time elapsed, yeah? And for some people it's just a second, for some other people it can be hours or it can be even days. Yeah?
I've experienced this.
Yeah?
Yes. But it's temporary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very,
I mean,
short.
Yes.
And sometimes it gets longer.
Yeah? Yeah, and but I mean, the more you practice, the longer it gets. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
And then, especially when you come out of this deep samadhi, it's called deep samadhi. Mm-hmm. Or Apana Samadhi. Then you can, I mean, then your concentration is like a laser beam, yeah? Mm. I mean, you can just cut through everything, yeah?
This happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had very short moments of this experience.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks ago, I don't know exactly what happened,
yeah,
but it lasted for almost 8 hours, and there was just any thought that came,
yeah,
it immediately knew what the thought was,
yeah,
and then all of this wisdom that before was like a drip,
yeah,
just seemed like a fire hose of constant knowing of, clearly seeing direct realization of what, I'm not sure the words, but just,
yeah, I mean,
it was unlike anything I've ever. It was unlike anything that I've ever experienced, yeah, before.
I mean, the better your concentration, the more clear you see, and the more clear you see, the more wisdom arises. Yeah? So whatever object, you know, you start to investigate, yeah. I mean, when you have this powerful concentration, I mean, you see through it. Yeah? Yeah? It's like a laser beam cuts. It just cuts through all the crap that we are normally bothered with, yeah? Yeah? And that's why it is so useful.
I was amazed that I asked Ajahn, is this what it's like for you all the time? And he said, no, everyone goes back to normal. It's up and down, but it was like living. It was like I was blind, and then all of a sudden somebody gave me glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't understand what was going on. But it just...
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what is going on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you dip in, you know, and as Unta Mahabhava said, you know, I mean, it's just a preview. I mean, it's unity. Yeah. I mean, there is no other world. There is not this duality anymore. I mean, how can you describe it in words, you know, that are defined by duality? You cannot define it. The only thing that you can say about this, you know, it is pure knowingness. Huh? Or you can say that there's nothing there, but there is something there. Yeah? Yeah. But you don't know what it is. Huh? Because you cannot describe it, but you know, you haven't been a dream, you know, you haven't been asleep, you know, I mean, you are completely awake, yeah?
More awake than ever.
Yeah, more awake than ever, yeah? And that's called apanasama. And that is very helpful, you know, I mean, cuts through any crap, yeah? I mean, all our attachments, you know, afterwards are completely gone, yeah? For a certain amount of time, yeah. And then it relapses, yeah? Just like everything. unless you know we have cut out all the fetters, yeah? Then it doesn't relapse. Yeah? When you have cut out all the fetters, when you have cut up all the crap, you know, I mean, you see things just clearly as they are, yeah? And there's no more attachment. And that's why we have to do the investigation to cut out the fetters, yeah?
It gives you a glimpse to make you want to practice more.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. And that is the motor, that is the engine that we need, most of us need, yeah? I mean, it's good that you have it, yeah? Yeah? I mean, very few people experience it. Yeah? It is not often that people experience it because, yeah, I mean, they're still bound to this, you know, want to know about this, want to know about that. Yeah? But in the end, you know everything. Yeah? And if you can stay longer in there, you can even know the future, or you know the past, you know your past lives, yeah?
A lot of work to be done.
Yeah? So, I mean, the important thing, what you were asking, is you stick with the Buddha until you cannot think Buddha anymore. And then you come to this knowingness, yeah? That knows you cannot think Buddha anymore. Not that the Buddha disappears or the breath disappears, yeah? The breath really stops, yeah?
You die.
People don't believe it. They think they cannot live anymore, yeah? But that's how, you know, how some of the yogis, you know, can be underwater for six or five, 7 days without breathing. Because they don't need it anymore. Huh? The body can stay in the state up to 7 days, and then it will die if you don't come back and reanimate it. Huh? It's just like you leave your car, you know, after 7 days, it's gone. Yeah. But if you jump in 6 day, you know, you still can drive it, you know, normal, yeah? It survives. Okay? Where have you been before? What monastery? What Achan?
Many.
No, I mean, who?
Just before here, yeah? Wat Pa Thamua, the Ajahn I was working with there was a. He's traveling. He's from actually in Chaiapum. Wat Ken Tam.
Yeah.
Ajahn Sir.
He was a Thai monk?
Yes, Thai monk from Dami Sir.
It's not many monks, you know, I mean, who have this experience also. And who know about it.
He taught something very different that I wasn't used to. And but in 3 days after trying what he told me, something happened that I had never experienced before.
Okay.